Chapter 2. Naomi. My first week of school isn't a good one. On Tuesday, Kenny laughed at the egg sandwich that Mom made me for lunch. "That smells so bad," he said, loudly enough for everyone to hear. On Wednesday, I got into trouble because of something that another girl did. On Thursday, I waited behind three other girls to play tetherball with Allie, but a girl called Rachel pushed in front of me. Then, there was no time for me to play a game with Allie because we had to go back to class. I'm in my room on Friday night, trying to forget about my terrible new school, when Dad comes in.
"Put a pretty dress on, Stevie," he says with a big smile. "We're going out for dinner."
My parents usually go out about three nights a week. Mom always wears a beautiful dress, and Dad takes her to an expensive restaurant.
"Really?"
I ask. "I usually have to stay at home when they go out."
"Yes," says Dad. "It's a surprise for finishing your first week of school. You did well."
I smile at him. Because he's right. School was hard. But I did it. Dad takes the three of us to an Italian restaurant. There's music, and everyone looks at Mom as she walks across the floor. She's wearing a short dress, and she looks like a famous actress. Mom usually prefers to wear long dresses, but she always wears short ones when she goes out to dinner with Dad.
"You got great legs,"
he always says.
"Don't hide them."
I notice something as we sit down at our table. There's only one other black person in the restaurant, and he's the waiter. Everyone else is white. Dad is white too. He's shorter than Mom, and he has a big nose and wears thick glasses. Dad isn't ugly. But he also isn't handsome. When my parents go out together, people always look at them.
"Look over there," Mom says. "It's Don Adams."
Don Adams is an actor who played a spy on a TV show. We watch his TV show as a family sometimes. It's one of the few shows that Dad likes to watch with us. Before he met Mom, Dad worked for the CIA for a short time. That means that he was like a spy, Mom told me once. Sometimes, Dad likes to act like he's still a spy. We order our food, and then Dad turns to me.
"Stevie," he says, "we want to talk to you about something."
"Am I in trouble?" I ask.
"No, no," Mom says. "Do you remember your older cousin, Naomi?"
Dad asks. "My cousin?"
"Oh, yes, I remember my parents talking about her.
Naomi's dad died a few months ago, and now she's arguing with her mom all the time. Naomi is 15. She and my aunt, my mom's sister, live in Boston, on the other side of the country, and we don't see them very often. I was a baby when we last visited them."
"Your Aunt Flo needs some help with Naomi," Dad says. "So Naomi is going to come and stay with us here in Santa Monica for a while."
"Didn't she run away?" I ask.
"She did,"
says Mom. "But she's fine now. She just made some bad friends. That's why Flo wants her to come and stay with us for a little while. Naomi's a good girl. She's very clever. Your dad and I think it will be a good idea."
I'm not sure about that. It doesn't sound like a good idea to me. Things start to happen quickly after that. Mom loves the idea of Naomi helping her to clean the house. And she can look after Stevie sometimes too, she says.
It'll be nice having someone around the house for Stevie to play with, says Dad.
It'll be like having a big sister, says Mom.
I don't even want a big sister. I like being the only child. I don't have to share the television or my parents with anyone else. It's just me, and I'm happy with that. But nobody cares what I want. We meet Naomi at the airport, not long after our dinner at the Italian restaurant. It's easy to see Naomi in the crowd, because there are not a lot of Black people coming off of the plane from Boston.
There she is, says Mom. She waves her arms high in the air.
I can't believe what I'm seeing. Naomi is wearing tight pants and a shirt that shows a lot of skin on her stomach. She looks like an adult, not a 15-year-old. Even Mom looks surprised.
Hi, Aunt Kitty,
Naomi says. Then she turns to me.
Hey, little cousin.
She pulls on one of my braids, like we have been friends all our lives, and smiles. On the drive home, Mom doesn't stop talking to Naomi.
Oh, I should warn you about your Uncle Coop, she says.
Warn me?
Naomi asks with a laugh. I don't understand why Mom needs to warn Naomi about Dad.
He's not so bad, Mom says, but you should know that he worked for the CIA for some time, so he likes to ask a lot of questions.
I smile, but Naomi doesn't think that working for the CIA is a good thing.
The CIA are terrible,
Naomi cries.
They're all crooked.
Crooked? I ask. I look at Naomi and then over at Mom.
Coop was never crooked, Mom says quickly. And the CIA isn't as bad as people think it is.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not, Naomi says quietly. But I don't think that she believes Mom. Dad knows a lot of clever spy things, I tell her.
Naomi laughs. So he still likes to spy.
No, no, says Mom. You don't have to worry about him.
I look out the window and see some people walking together in a big group in the middle of the street. Some of them are holding signs that say things like, Power to the people. Black is beautiful. What's happening? I ask.
It's a protest march, says Naomi. A Black Power protest march.
I don't like it, says Mom. They're gonna make us late home.
I think that it's a good thing, says Naomi.
She's still looking out the window.